A story today raises questions about an innovative school designed to overhaul the pathway to college. The school is called PTEC. It opened in Brooklyn 5 years ago. President Obama praised it in a State of the Union address, and it's already being copied all over the country with more than 60 expected by this fall. At that first school in Brooklyn, though, a lot of the kids are failing their classes. Anya Kamenetz of NPR's Ed Team has some internal documents that shed light on this, and she joins us now. Hey, Anya.
Hey, Ari.
What was PTEC supposed to do that was so innovative?
Well, PTEC, or Pathways in Technology Early College High School, was intended to overhaul the whole school to career pipeline. You know, there's really low graduation rates at most community colleges, especially for low-income students and students of color. And there's so much talk about a skills gap for technical jobs. And so IBM, this big, powerful technology corporation, stepped in and they really designed this school from scratch and said, we're going to bring in partners, the city's education department, the local community college. We're going to let in anyone who applies via a lottery. There's no academic screening. We're going to offer them all a place in college, a free associate's degree, 4 years of high school blended with 2 years of community college for a free associate's degree, and from IBM's side, internships, mentors, and a first-in-line place for a job at IBM when they graduate. And now, before PTEC in Brooklyn has graduated even one class, there are now 60 of these schools expected to open by this fall in Chicago and as far away as Colorado with 200 different industry partners.
Okay, so high school to community college to a career position sounds great. What's actually happening?
Well, according to PTEC, in the fall of 2014, 21% of the grades earned by their students in their college courses were D's and F's. And in the fall of 2015, that dropped somewhat to 14% D's and F's. Better, but PTEC thinks it's still too many, considering that, according to the school's website, 100% of these students are supposed to be earning a high school and associate's degree in 6 years total.
We mentioned that you've obtained some internal documents that show what's going on behind the scenes. What do they say?
The City University of New York's policy is that all students, including these high school students at PTEC, must maintain a 2.0 or a C average across college courses to stay in academic good standing. And IBM and Principal Rashid Davis of PTEC wanted exceptions to be made for their students. And when that was denied, Principal Davis called these academic policies, quote, elitist. And CUNY officials say they must hold all students to the same academic standards or it won't really be a college degree with college expectations.
If students at this program are not performing as well as school officials had hoped, what does it mean that the program is being replicated all over the country?
I think big picture, this is a trend that has a lot of appeal and it's likely to grow. And there's evidence that students who have the opportunity to experience college while in high school graduated higher rates and are more engaged academically. And they do earn some college credit. But I've spoken to people who have been involved in successful early college high school programs, and the consensus is that they are just really, really hard to get right. There's questions of governance, of policies, as we see here, and questions of money as well, who's going to pay for various aspects of the model. So maybe this will be an instructive example for schools around the country.
Is it possible they've just set the bar too high? 100% success is a lot to ask.
Well, you know, every party to this partnership is really adamant that it was a healthy debate over the best way to have policies that benefit all their students. And the CUNY campus here, City Tech, has stepped in and they said that they're instituting an early warning system so that students can withdraw from a college course where they're struggling instead of taking a low grade. And of course, PTEC continues to provide all kinds of academic supports like tutoring and Saturday school and summer programs. You know, so many people talk about the value of putting high expectations on students for academic achievement, particularly students like these, low-income students, students of color, majority are boys. Traditionally, they haven't performed well. And so really what we're having here is a debate between what does it mean to have very high expectations if not every student can live up to them.
That's NPR's Anya Kamenetz with her exclusive story on turmoil behind the scenes at a nationally praised high school. Thanks, Anya.
Thanks, Ari.